We'll have our scripture reading. Oh, that's not scripture. It's a songbook. There I go again. Genesis chapter 40. We're still in Genesis. We're looking at the life of Joseph. It's a pretty exciting life, I think. I hope that you're enjoying these studies. Genesis chapter 40. And it came to pass after these things that the butler of the king of Egypt and his baker had offended their lord, the king of Egypt. And Pharaoh was wroth against two of his officers, against the chief of the butlers and against the chief of the bakers. And he put them in ward in the house of the captain of the guard, into the prison, the place where Joseph was bound. And the captain of the guard charged Joseph with them, and he served them, and they continued a season in ward. And they dreamed a dream, both of them, each man his dream in one night, each man according to the interpretation of his dream, the butler and the baker of the king of Egypt, which were bound in the prison. And Joseph came in unto them in the morning and looked upon them, and behold, they were sad. And he asked Pharaoh's officers that were with him in the ward of his lord's house, saying, "Wherefore look ye so sadly today?" And they said unto him, "We have dreamed a dream, and there is no interpreter of it." And Joseph said unto them, "Do not interpretations belong to God? Tell me them, I pray you." And the chief butler told his dream to Joseph and said to him, "In my dream, behold, a vine was before me. And in the vine were three branches, and it was as though it budded, and her blossoms shot forth, and the clusters thereof brought forth ripe grapes. And Pharaoh's cup was in my hand, and I took the grapes and pressed them into Pharaoh's cup, and I gave the cup into Pharaoh's hand." And Joseph said unto him, "This is the interpretation of it. The three branches are 3 days. Yet within 3 days shall Pharaoh lift up thine head and restore thee unto thy place, and thou shalt deliver Pharaoh's cup into his hand, after the former manner when thou wast his butler. But think on me when it shall be well with thee, and show kindness, I pray thee, unto me, and make mention of me unto Pharaoh, and bring me out of this house. For indeed I was stolen away out of the land of the Hebrews, and here also have I done nothing that they should put me into the dungeon." When the chief baker saw that the interpretation was good, he said to Joseph, I also was in my dream, and behold, I had 3 white baskets on my head. And in the uppermost basket there was all manner of baked meats for Pharaoh, and the birds did eat them out of the basket upon my head. And Joseph answered and said, "This is the interpretation thereof. The 3 baskets are 3 days. Yet within 3 days shall Pharaoh lift up thy head from off thee, and shall hang thee on a tree, and the birds shall eat thy flesh from off thee." And it came to pass the 3rd day, which was Pharaoh's birthday, that he made a feast unto all his servants, and he lifted up the head of the chief butler and of the chief baker among his servants. And he restored the chief butler to his butlership again, and he gave the cup into Pharaoh's hand. But he hanged the chief baker, as Joseph had interpreted to him. Yet did not the chief butler remember Joseph, but forgot him. We'll see what happens, okay, in a few minutes. Right now, let's sing another. Be in your house once again to worship you and to open your word and to meditate upon it and think about this life of Joseph, what it means to us today. We just thank you, Lord, for all that we have through our Lord Jesus Christ and the blessings that you shower upon us. We just ask you to undertake in every way for the needs of each one of our people here. We think of Bob and Marilyn. We pray that they'll be able to get the helper that they need to help with Bob. We pray that everything will work out for that. Well, we do pray, our Father, too, for this special request from Genesis Women's Clinic. We pray that this lady will carry the baby through to term, and that she will keep him and love him and raise him. And we trust that they will truly know you as their Lord and Savior. Lord, we just thank you for those who are seeking to protect life, all kinds of life, our Father, whether it be the beginning of life or the ending of life. We thank you for those who are constantly working to help people in their times of need. May we have that attitude, our Father, to help one another, to love each other and serve you together, and walk in the way that you'd have us to go. We pray this morning, Father, for our missionaries. We ask you to bless each one of them and supply their needs today, strengthen them and use them for your glory, for your namesake. We pray now that you'll bless your word to our hearts as we look into it, that we might truly receive something that'll be helpful to us in our life today. In Jesus' name we pray. All right, well, we're continuing on with the story of Joseph. You remember that he was kidnapped. Oh, not kidnapped, but what would you call that? Shanghaied? Anyway, his brothers captured him and sold him to the Ishmaelites, and they took him to Egypt, and he became a slave to Potiphar, right? And now we find he's in prison. How did he get in prison? You remember the story? Potiphar's wife made up a tale, didn't she? And lied about Joseph, and he ended up in prison. And I was reading this week, and it was interesting to me, because Potiphar is called the captain of the guard, right? And here it says that Joseph was put into the house of the captain of the guard in this prison. So apparently the prison was right there, and Potiphar was still the one that was in charge. And then he says that the keeper of the prison put Joseph in charge of the whole prison. Isn't it amazing? You know, to think about this, you've got this Hebrew teenager that comes down, takes over the household of Potiphar, and runs it like a business. And now we have Potiphar, no doubt, putting him in charge of the prison. And he is serving and working and keeping everything in order. So what a wonderful way God blessed this man. In spite of the infirmities that he had, he still was able to serve and to carry on an active life, you know. And now we find his dreams are coming back. You remember? This was something about Joseph that's always seemed to sustain him through all of his problems, because God spoke to him when he was just a teenager, right? And he told him, you know, that his brothers and his mother and dad were all going to come and bow down before him. That speaks of he's going to be exalted, in other words, right? So far, he hasn't been exalted. He's been a slave. He's been a prisoner. He's a prisoner here. But still, he's able to overcome the adversities that he's facing. You know? How many of you have ever been in prison? All right? How many of you have ever been a slave? All right. So, we are in better shape than Joseph was, right? And yet, he overcame his adversities. He was able to come out on top, and we'll see that it gets better and better as you go along. You know the story, don't you? Sure you do. But anyway, we find here that Joseph is in prison, and he comes in serving the other prisoners. And for some reason, the Pharaoh was upset with the chief of the butlers and the bakers, right? Two guys. These were the ones that he depended on for his, to keep him safe, you know. The butler had to always taste of everything before he gave it to the king, right? And the baker. And somehow, the king was upset with them and put them into prison. And so now, Joseph comes in one morning serving them, and he says, he sees that they're sad. They're upset. They're just not normal. And he says to him, "Why are you so sad today? What's wrong here? Somebody die?" No. Anyway, we find that they said, "No, we both had a dream, and it's troubling us because we can't interpret it. We don't know what it means." Now, Joseph had, you know, he'd had these dreams when he was younger, and he was depending on them for himself. So he thought, "Well, tell me the dreams, and we'll see if we can figure it out. You know, God knows what the answer is, right?" Stop and think of that for a minute, will you? God knows the answer, doesn't he? Huh? He knows. And he'll work it out if we will just place ourselves in his hands and not be downhearted and sad. And he will help us through all of the difficulties that we have to pass through. What's like Joseph? And now he's helping these two men. So they tell him the dream. The butler first. He tells them what his dream was, that he had the cup of Pharaoh, and there were three branches of these grapes there. And he took the cup and so forth. And Joseph interprets the dream for him. He says that these interpretations belong to God. And he gives him the answer to his need. Joseph said to him, this is the interpretation, verse 12. The three branches are 3 days. 3 days. Yet within 3 days shall Pharaoh lift up your head and restore you to your place. You only have 3 days to spend in jail, and he's going to put you back doing the same thing you were doing before. So you don't have any real problems. Just take a vacation, you know. You don't have to serve him. In about 3 days, he's going to restore you. And you know, the baker was listening to all this, wasn't he? Huh? And he said, he thought, well, that sounds pretty good. So he told Joseph his dream. And he says about these three baskets, white baskets on his head. The uppermost basket had all manner of baked meats for our Pharaoh, and the birds came and ate out of the basket upon his head. And Joseph answered and said, here's the interpretation. The three baskets are 3 days. Within 3 days, Pharaoh is going to lift up your head from off of you and shall hang you on a tree, and the birds are going to eat your flesh. Wow. I'm sure he didn't want to hear that message, you know. I don't think. But that's, you know, that's the wonderful thing. When God gives you the answer, he tells you the truth. It may be something that you want to hear or something that you do not want to hear, but yet it's the truth. So whenever we hear from God, we know he's telling us the truth, right? And in these dreams, this is the way he communicated with folks back in those days. And he let them know what was going to happen in the next 3 days. And I'm sure the baker didn't want to hear that, but at least he could prepare himself for it. Coming down to chapter 41, it says, it came to pass at the end of 2 full years that Pharaoh dreamed. You remember the butler promised Joseph, oh, yes, I'll remember you to Pharaoh. You'll be out of here in no time, right? But what does it say? He didn't remember him. He forgot him for 2 years. You say, well, isn't that terrible? Not really. Not really. Because God had it all planned. He knew exactly when Joseph needed to be released from the prison and put in charge of things there in Egypt. You see? And that's the thing. God's timing is not always our timing, is it? We have a certain way we figure things out, and we think this is the way it ought to be, and it doesn't work out that way. But God has it all planned out. And that's what happened here. This was Pharaoh's birthday. On the third day was his birthday. And he restored the butler, and he hung the baker. And now he's having a dream 2 full years later. The Pharaoh dreamed, and behold, he stood by the river. This is the Nile River. And behold, there came up out of the river 7 well-favored kine and fat flesh. Now that's cows, right? Kine. And they fed in a meadow. They tell us they liked to go down into the water where it was cool so they could cool off, and then they would come up and eat the grass. That's the idea. And these were healthy cows. And behold, 7 other kine came up after them out of the river, ill-favored and lean-fleshed, and stood by the other kine upon the brink of the river. And the ill-favored and lean-fleshed kine did eat up